Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show, and let me try and tell you who I've got on with us today. Coming on with us today will be, one second here, let's see, Tamara Clamner. She does charitable productions of music, among other things, and she should be on with us in just a minute. One second now. I don't know if you're all still with me because I seem to have taken down the screen here. Let's see. Raise your hand if you can hear me now. Now, that's funny because I can't see you because it's a radio show. Let me try. Okay. Looks like I am still on the air. That's really good. And hopefully in a moment, Tamara will be with us on the air as well. I've moved the show up to 9 o'clock from 10 o'clock, as you may have guessed from hearing me here now. And if you know people who don't know that yet, because I only just decided to do that, please fill them in on the show's new time. I'll be broadcasting now at 9 a.m. on Mondays and Fridays instead of at 10. And that might make it easier for folks to listen on the air instead of having to go dig through my archived shows and try and find good things to listen to, and it's all good. Just depends what you're looking for, I guess. And let's see, it's Monday morning, and I'm sure that everybody has a busy week ahead because we all have busy, busy lives. Remember to control your calendar. It will take care of you. That's one of my favorite mottos is take control of your calendar. Who's in control, you or your calendar? And do you have things on your calendar that you really want there, or is it all stuff that makes you a boring person because it's all work? Is any of it there simply to recharge your batteries? If it's not, then take a second look and revamp your calendar a little bit. And, you know, I've heard people really liking the motto lately, keep calm and carry on. I'm not jumping on that bandwagon because to me that implies that we're all just getting by. We're all just barely surviving. We're all having to effort in order to simply survive something, in order to just continue to carry on. I like the motto much better, hit the ground running. It comes from a song that I like very much, and I'm sure you all recognize it, so I won't insult your intelligence. But to me that implies that we all have more strength, and the fact of the matter is that we all are a lot stronger than we think we are. We're all, you know, we all have a lot more inside us than we realize. Gumption, gusto, willpower, strength, whatever it is, if you dig just a little deeper, you'll find what you need inside yourself, and you will be able to hit the ground running. And once you do that, it'll be a lot easier to just keep going because, you know, it's a lot harder to stop a moving object than it is to stop one that's already stopped. That's just a law of physics. So consider your laws of physics when you feel yourself winding down, needing to take a break. Remember, get up again as quick as you can. It's not how many times you fall down, it's how many times you get back up. That's why we fall down, so we can learn to get back up again, just like Alfred said in Batman. And let's see, what else can I tell you? What other words of encouragement? Because that's pretty much why I'm here. You know, it's why I'm here before my guest speaker comes on. This is what I do. I try to encourage people as best I can. It's what I do one-on-one also as a life coach and as a wellness coach. Try to put things in an encouraging light for people. Whatever it is they want to deal with, there's a fun way to deal with it. There's a way to not deal with it. There's a way to deal with it. always try to find the fun. Try and, you know, try and do something that improves it rather than just complaining about it. I could sit here and complain all I want about anything, about having to do the dishes, about having to scrub something, clean something, or I can do something to make it better. I can just get through it and get it done, and then it'll be done, and I won't have anything to complain about anymore. Or I can hire someone to do it, or I can ask my husband to do it just one day a week. He's very supportive. He might just do that. He does a lot around here. or you can ask your kids to do it. This is why we have kids and why we give them an allowance, right? So it's for the child labor we get out of it. And you can't legally do it where anyone can see, but keep in mind they're your kids and they live in the house too and they're not paying rent. So you can at least help with some of the chores, right? This is the way I look at it. And I hope everybody had a wonderful Mother's Day yesterday and that your kids remembered that you do a lot around the house, and on this one day a year, it's really, really a good time for them to remember to keep, among other things, and say thanks, Mom. And if you forgot to do that, maybe you want to get your mom a card that says happy belated Mother's Day and a nice bunch of flowers, because yesterday was Mother's Day, Sunday. And seems like we don't have my guest coming on the air today. I know she was very busy, and she's busy putting together charitable productions. And I really do want to get her speaking to you all, because this is a really great cause, and I'm sure that it's a lot of fun for her, and I would love to hear about it. And I just saw an article about her and her partner in this productions company that she owns and runs. Just saw it in the Argus Courier, I believe it was, and that's what gave me the idea to call upon her and ask her to be on my show. So I will keep trying to get her on my show for you, and until then, have a wonderful rest of your week. I'll let you all go in just a minute. If you want to call in next time and talk to Tamara, it doesn't have what her company is called here on my prescription thingy. Let me check again. Nope, don't have the name of it. But you'll find her in the Argus Courier. I think it was day before yesterday that I saw the article on her. So definitely look her up in the Argus Courier. Her name is Tamara. And And that'll be great fun to have her on the show, I'm sure. So listen again for me on Friday. And the guest call-in number, if you want to call in and ask your questions, is 347-677-1860. I'll repeat that. That's 347-677-1860. And her name is Tamara. My name's Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show. And I will be on again from now on at 9 o'clock on Mondays and Fridays, 9 in the morning. Please let your friends know. Thanks a lot for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye.